Welcome to Naked and Counting. I'm Magna Gopal.
And I'm Leon Rose. So, Magna, I was just thinking, did I still do circles around you when you're dancing?
Sometimes it kind of depends on the event nowadays.
Yeah? I remember it used to be every time an artist or an instructor did any kind of movement on the dance floor, people would like stop and surround them and just wait to see what crazy moves they're gonna pull out. You know, they used to be everywhere. Every place I went to where there was an instructor, whether it's myself or somebody else, there was always circles and it kind of died out. I still see them every so often, but it has kind of died out, which I personally prefer.
I agree. There are some events that I went to where, there was a queue and people would just be waiting and there was no escape from that circle, to the point where I've heard other people tell me stories where they basically stayed in the bathroom for about 30 minutes or something until someone came in and was like, "Are you okay?" Like, "Yeah, are they still outside? They're still waiting for me."
Who was that? Go on, name
No
names.
names.
That's happened to many, and I've heard many an artist talk about that. I've hid myself, not in the toilet.
Hopefully not
I've
in the
actually
toilet.
used, no, I've used the toilet as an escape route, you know, and then come out like 5 minutes later and kind of ducked around the corner, but it usually is the safest place in the body.
Well, let me tell you that that person that was hiding in the bathroom, whoever the girls were that were next in line, had actually followed and waited outside the bathroom. So when he came out, there was no escape. It was back to the regular order.
Wow. But you know, those circles is it, there can be pressure, you know, because as an artist, when people are standing around just watching you feel like you have to put the your best moves out there, you know, and depending on who you dance with, you got to be careful, you know. I've seen some people just go crazy and actually the girl couldn't really follow, but they might not have done that if they didn't have anybody around staring at them,
That's
you
true.
know.
Like, leaders probably have more pressure to do fancy moves than followers. Like a follower as an artist versus a leader as an artist
Yeah,
in the circle.
as a lady, as a follower, it doesn't, if the guy is really leading badly, you can see it, so it's not a reflection on you.
Right.
Now, as a leader, if you dance with a lady that maybe hasn't doesn't have the level, and you know, you try some of your fancy stuff and it doesn't work, you're gonna look like the ass. And if you try to adapt, even if she does like the wrong thing, she messes up the routine herself. You're still gonna look like an ass.
Right. So,
So we're in a lose-lose situation there.
and that's when go back to basics, crossbody lead.
Well, I've seen many art. I've seen a couple of artists that will just do crossbodies, just do simple stuff, roll a shoulder every so often, single turn, but people still go crazy over that.
Well, you know, it's funny because I kind of have that experience as a leader and a follower. So sometimes, depending on where I am, if I haven't led anyone for the night, then if a circle happens to form, it's just like leads that want to dance. But if I led anybody at all throughout the night or the weekend, then it's followers and leaders. And the rush to get in there sometimes, because it happens maybe near the end of the night where you haven't had a chance to dance with everyone, so everyone's like, "All right, this is the last song. Like, I want to get in
Yeah.
on that." They don't even give the person who's dancing a chance to dance. So the person who just cut in maybe has 5 seconds. So I totally understand. I mean, not for the sake of not knowing what else to do, but you just don't even have time. I like pick somebody up, do a crossbody lead, and then as soon as I do the crossbody lead, there's someone else waiting on the other side, like, "Okay, me too, my turn, my turn." And I'm like, I don't even understand why you want to jump in to just do a crossbody lead.
Well, yeah, I've seen that. I've done that myself. But I remember one time I was in Malaysia. I think you were there that time that we was in Malaysia. I
We had
think it was
that,
the
you mean
time
that
in.
big circle? That,
I'm not even talking about that one.
okay, because that was the
I'm not
whole
even talking about that
floor.
one. Yeah, that was crazy. Everybody stopped, right? That was a horrible dance. I think that was the weekend I was sick, right? Because I was stuck up in my bedroom. I was so sick, vomiting everything, and I was so weak. I only came down to perform and go back up to bed. And I remember walking onto the dance floor just to have a look around, just you know, because I spent the whole time eating watermelon. And I went to go, I came down to have a look, and these two girls asked me to dance. And I was like, sorry, I'm like really sick. I was wearing flip flops, especially. They were like, okay, but you could dance with the both of us in the same song. Like, they'll take half and half. And I was like, that was the first time I ever experienced anything like that, where somebody would come up, or people, somebody, or two girls would come up to me and say, we want to dance one song with you.
Right.
Not at the same time. They seemed like they knew the timing, exactly when to come in or whatever else. It was kind of funny. I didn't dance. I was too sick that moment. I didn't dance, but I think I danced with you the next night, and that was a horrible dance. Man,
That
that was
was martial
horrible.
arts on the dance floor. That's the
Yeah, but I'm telling you, I was so sick, man. I was so
oh.
sick, and then the pressure. I remember I was throwing you around. I started to get hate mail from the from the video that we had that there is on YouTube.
Well, you know that.
Man, this guy can't dance. He can't lead. He's just throwing you around. I was sick, man. I was feeling bad. People were just staring at me, waiting for me to perform like a dog.
A couple of times dancing with Terry, you know, where that pressure arises. Like we have, you know, a couple of good dances that are online, and every time they see us dance together, it's like, oh, they're gonna do something. And usually we just want to dance and have our own dance, right? Like just have fun
Yeah.
as if there was no one else around. And there was one time that we danced at this one event where they had a live band as well. And the
Yeah.
band was playing the song El Hijo de Batala, right? Which is, I think the original version's maybe 5 minutes in length.
El hijo, the son of
O Batala.
Batala, o
Yeah.
Batala. Okay.
So we started
Need
dancing
my
to this
Spanish.
song. And there was no one around initially. We were just kind of at the corner. People were dancing. A lot of people, like most of the people, were watching the band. But we liked the song, so we thought, yeah, let's do this. We start dancing. A small circle starts to form, and a slightly bigger circle starts to form. And this song is going on. I mean, the video to this dance is cut up into two parts because the dance was about like 20 minutes long. Like it was the longest band song
Wow.
ever. And I actually felt like there was this. The band was like, oh, yeah, you think you're that great? Well, here's another solo. Here's another 10, 5 minute solo. Here's another solo. Like, even in our dance,
Wow.
you could see we're like, okay, oh shit, man, I thought that's when the song is about to like wrap up. Okay, that's another solo.
So
So,
you guys were doing like an insanity workout on the dance floor.
nah, man, we were just doing crossbody leads.
There's been some nice circles.
You know, that's the thing. Like, I don't so much mind the circles if I've got the energy to dance. Like, if, you know, I'm like
Yeah.
being sick or something. If I'm good and I'm hydrated and have nutrition, like, I can stay on the dance floor. And I remember there was a couple of times that I've gone to events where they did have a circle. Israel was the first experience with that. I would finish a song and I really needed water, you know, and I'm drenched in sweat. And I was about to walk off and
As you do sweat a
I do
lot,
sweat a
so
lot,
yeah.
yes. And there's a person walking towards me, and I was about to say, I just need to like wipe my face and get some water. And the person actually came to me with napkins and a small like plastic cup of water.
Wow.
That was the sweetest thing. And since then, now if I'm in, you know, in a circle or whatever, I kind of make the request. I did that at another event. There were some people lined up to dance, and I was feeling like, okay, I really need some water after this dance. And someone's like, oh, do you want to dance? I'm like, oh, well, I'm going to be dancing with him. And after him, I need to go get some water. And he's like, oh, next song, though. And I'm like, no, next song, I need to get some water. And I said, if you want to get me the water, then I'll save you the dance. And he's like, okay. And he got the water, and I was hydrated, and I danced with him. So that's a nice circle experience.
So the moral of today's story is that guys and ladies, if you want to dance with Magna, bring her a clean towel and a cup of water and she'll be yours.
And some chocolate. Chocolate.
You want chocolate on the dance
Yeah,
floor?
man, sugar. It gives me some energy.
Man, I think we talked about this before. People don't wash their hands and you want to take chocolate?
I want it in a wrapper, wrapped chocolate. Not, are you crazy? You're just telling me to bring someone, put a piece of chocolate in their hand, and I'm gonna eat it off. Come on, Leon.
So, if you want to dance with Magna, bring her a clean towel, cup of water, and chocolate that you've put in a wrapper with your.
Yeah, that's the way to do it, guys. No, please don't do that. Actually, yes, do that, but not the chocolate that you put in a wrapper part. I'll talk to you guys soon.
See you next time.